John Hale's joining us for a paid political interview here on KODY to discuss his candidacy for mayor. John, a little nervous today, you were telling us.
Well, yeah, I think you got to be if you're in this for what you're in it for. I mean, if you get comfortable with it, that's the time that it'll jump up and bite you. I mean, you know, I've had so many people ask me, you got a feel for it. Do you have a feel for it? Which way is it going? I have no clue. I really don't. And there's days I think, you know, I think I got a chance. And there's days I tell myself, what are you doing? There's no way you're going to get this, you know. And so
it's up to the citizens of North Platte. And also, I brought up off the air, too, it's good to have nerves because it shows that you care. And you were talking, you know, you're an umpire out on the diamonds. You have a little nerves before a big game like that. It shows that you care. So that's what I'm passionate about.
That's very true. Very true.
Now, John, we did ask your opponent a couple of questions. I know you heard from the green room as you were both in the green room shooting the breeze a little bit ago and before the show. But one of the questions we asked your opponent when he was in the studio just a few moments ago was about a mask mandate. Now, that's kind of a hot topic, especially as of recent. Last week, we had a press conference with health officials, West Central, Great Plains Health. Family practice doctors were there, and a member of the media asked Dr. Jeff Britton. I don't know if Dr. Britton was the one that was asked, but he was the one that answered at least. Dr. Britton was asked, or he responded to the question of a mask mandate for the city. Where do you stand on a mask mandate for the city of North Platte as we battle COVID-19?
Well, I think up front, my first concern, if that happened, would be how do you enforce it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at it right now. Walmart has their mandate. Menards has their mandate. I go into Walmart right now, and there's more people without masks than with. Mm-hmm. So how do you enforce it? That's, to me, that's the biggest problem. I have another angle for me is I'm in favor of it to a point because of my wife, because Jan is one of these compromised people that they talk about.
Compromised immune system,
yes.
And the vulnerable group.
Yes, so I have that other side of it that comes to my mind all the time, and she's constantly telling me, she said, you know, you wear a mask not to protect yourself, but protect the people you're around. And so I get it. So I wear my mask where I feel like it's appropriate. If you have a mask, that's how you're going to have to approach it. There's going to be times when you don't need that mask. There's times when you do need that mask, and it's been proven over and over that wearing the mask does make a difference. So I think it'd be pretty hard to mandate it, but I'm in favor of whatever happens with it. You know.
Okay.
Anything
okay.
To reduce the dangers.
Definitely.
In other words, yeah.
Definitely.
Yep. There was another question. You want me to fire it out?
Yeah,
there?
Go ahead.
Fire away.
The other topic that's come up quite a bit during the election and right before is recycling. And cities, councils made some decisions about trying to cut back on that program a little bit to save some money. And I think there was $100,000 or more that was at stake, and that could be saved if they cut back. So that's happened, but there's some grumbling now, and there's a lot of people miss it. And what do you think about it?
Well,
situation.
It's hard for me because, as I've stated before, I'm kind of the recycle Nazi. I really believe in it, and I did my part. I love my yellow top, and one time I had a couple years ago, I had my yellow top taken away from me, and, you know, there was a tag on and so forth, And I went to the city and I said, "What's the deal here?
Where did it go?
How come I lost my yellow top?" And they said, "Well, there was trash in it or something along those lines." So I'm guessing what happened: somebody came down the alley and dumped a bunch of trash in it, and I got blamed for it. And so they took my yellow top.
Yep.
I was upset.
Uh-huh.
There was like a
you were at City Hall.
Yes.
Okay.
There was like a 3-week period where I had a grace period that I had to go to get it back, and I'm going, wow. So, you know, it's had its problems, and it disturbs me that we lost it. It especially disturbed me when last week my bins were full. I have bins in my garage that I separated out in.
Sure.
And last week they were full, so I took them over to Westfield to dump them in the great big roll-off. And I go up there, and none of it separated. One of the reasons, you know, was to get away from the commingling and have it separated. So this bin was, none of them was separated. I go, well, I wasted my time there separating at home, and we haven't accomplished anything here. So we have to continue to work on that recycling problem. You know, it's funny, we talk about one of the nation as a whole is struggling with recycling is because China, our biggest source for sending it to, has cut us off. And China is in the process of building the largest recycling plant in the world in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
Had no idea.
So tell me, there's no money in it or what's going on? I mean, it just... That didn't add up to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Brandon talked about the plastic converting it into gas. There are so many options for plastic, especially things that can be done with plastic to recycle that. And there again, it becomes a cost deal. It's not always real cost effective. And people, I think, that are taking plastic and making other products, the better they get at it and the harder they work at it to make it better, they can make a profit on it. But it's not a real huge money maker, but I think you do it more than anything for the environment and the peace of mind that you give yourself that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people feel that way, and I hope... if you get elected, that's one of the first things you'll take care of is the recycling situation. And if you don't, maybe you'll just go down and pound on a desk down at City Hall and say, by God, we got to do something.
Well, you know, if I am elected as mayor, it's something that I'm going to keep my eye on and make sure that we are keeping an eye on it. And if things change, we can get back into it and things like that. So, yeah, I definitely am not going to let it die.
Good.
John, what else would you like to discuss here on Election Day about your candidacy for mayor of North Platte?
Well, I think I'm just like anybody else, with the exception of maybe President Trump. I think he likes campaigning, but everybody else, I think, is tired of it and are glad it's going to be over. Because like we were talking earlier, it's a little bit of a stressor when you... You know, it's you're out there working on it, and you think, am I wasting my time here or not? And you know, you spend a fair amount of money on it too, and you always want. I think you got to kind of put that out of your mind when you're doing this. I don't like the thought of buying an election by spending a lot of money. So I felt like as conservative as possible in running my campaign. So I like how the Europeans do it, where they have a limit of 45 days that you can campaign and a certain dollar amount. It's fairly low dollar amount.
I've heard people bring that up before.
And it seems to have worked for them for a lot of years. So it disturbs me to see how much money is spent on these campaigns when I think about it could be spent elsewhere to build homeless houses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For you, name it. I mean, the money could be used.
Yeah, yeah. Improve our streets.
Yeah, especially when you see candidates or political action groups trying to buy an election. Basically.
Oh, it's...
And we've not had that locally, thankfully, but my goodness. And there has been a lot of money poured into our local elections. It's not been... There's been no attempts to buy elections. It's just there's the need for more money to be spent this year because... you can use media, the paper, the radio station, to reach members of the public without endangering or spreading or doing any of the stuff along with the coronavirus. So
yeah. Media, played probably a bigger part in this year's election than any time ever in the past. And because of the COVID, it definitely did. You had to rethink that right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Putting out the yard signs was probably bigger now than it's ever been. And so, it makes a difference.
Now, John, if there's anybody out there that wants to discuss anything with you before they check their ballot box today, how can they get a hold of you before they vote for mayor of North Platte?
60, email address is jhales74@hotmail.com. And then, of course, my Facebook page is John Hales for North Platte Mayor.
Well, John, best of luck to you today. Want to echo what we brought up to Brandon a little bit ago. Tip of the cap to you, to your opponent, to your former opponents that ran for mayor of North Platte, and everybody that's running for public office. We appreciate you and everybody that's ran, because it's not an easy thing to do, but you love the city enough that you stepped forward and threw your hat in the ring, so to speak.
Yes, I appreciate that. I've enjoyed it. You know, I've enjoyed the fact that we've got some good races going, and people have been very civil. You know,
yep.
Nobody's been jumping on each other, negative ad campaigns, anything like that. So, I appreciate that, because that's the one thing that drives me crazy on the national levels is when they start throwing dirt. And
yep, my mud's not as dirty as your mud, and we're going to throw it at each other.
Yeah.
We've not had any of that locally, thank you.
No, and we shouldn't.
No. John, best of luck to you. We appreciate all the time you've taken here for us.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, George.
Yeah.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this.
This has been a paid political interview paid for by John Hales for Mayor.